Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 401 of the Overseas Connection podcast. The most regressive and ponderous podcast on the internet.
Wrong show.
Wrong show. Yes. Well spotted, Mark. So how is everyone? Who have we got here? Let's start off. Let's go ladies first. We have Nick in the house.
Yes, who's staring at the stream wondering why half my shoulder is. There we go. There's Fraser. I'm looking at that going, why is half of my shoulder in Canada? Is it cold there?
Yeah. It's called fixing on the fly, because I don't know what I'm doing.
Okay.
Everything all right, Nick? How are you?
I hate my internet company. They suck balls, giant ones.
Right. Chocolate salty ones.
Yes. Well, no chocolate, because chocolate's good-ish.
But definitely. Well, that's no good. So what's wrong with the service then? What's going on?
Pour
your heart out.
I know. Last Thursday, my internet started going in and out. So the kids are like, I keep losing internet connection. I can't play. Oh, whatever. Okay, fine. So I try and get it fixed and reset everything myself. And by the time Friday rolls around, there's nothing. No internet, no cable, nothing. I'm like, all right, what the hell's going on? So I figure it's just doing its normal glitchy thing again. And usually if you wait it out, it'll come back on.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Nothing. We were gone most of Saturday. Nothing on Saturday.
No good.
Have they made any promises? And I was like, I'm not calling them at 10 o'clock at night either.
Oh, yes, when you should call them. Sure. Sure.
I should have.
Why? You don't want to wake them up?
Yeah, that's it. No. I think they put the least intelligent people on the late shift. I really do.
Maybe.
So it ended up being Sunday night by the time I called. So we had the internet would come on and it would work. We just wouldn't have cable. And I'm like, not a big deal to not be able to watch TV. We got Netflix. We're fine. And it was intermittent. So every time I was like, I'm going to call, it would fix itself.
Right.
No, did not. So Sunday, finally, I was like, this is getting to be bullshit. Fix it. And they're like, oh, well, we can see that you reset it this many times and did this and did that. And I'm like, you know, in a way, that's really freaking creepy. You can see which boxes I reset and how many times.
Yeah, they can do all that.
Do we know how many locusts you've cut in half?
Yeah.
but the game keeps track of that. That's different.
So is it fixed? So it's not fixed yet?
No, not fixed.
Okay.
They said they'd come out Friday, which was yesterday. But some guy showed up on Monday because he was done with his shift and couldn't get the gateway box fixed. He didn't have enough, and the one that he brought me wasn't working. So some other guys come up Tuesday or Wednesday, and they give me another one, and it works. It's beautiful. You can see TV, both rooms. You could connect to the internet on the Xbox. And then I shut everything down so we could go to dinner and turn everything back on, and it's all fucking gone again.
No good. All right.
I was like, look, motherfuckers.
Wow.
She's getting on it now.
Okay.
Yes. I'm like, so there's supposed to be somebody coming out tomorrow. But I even told them, I was like, just send somebody out to just give me internet. I was like, I'll deal with cable later. I said, but we'll adjust my bill so that, you know, it shows I haven't had it for over a week. And they're like, oh, yeah, okay, we'll adjust, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, send somebody just to give me internet.
Yeah, just bring some internet in back of the van.
Yeah.
Yeah, just drop it off. Put it in my mailbox.
I'm telling you, even some little hotspot, they could have just dropped that off. I'd have been fine with that.
Okay, but I'd like to formally apologize for raising that issue. Obviously, it's a sore. I asked. It's my fault. I asked.
It's not a big deal. It's just, okay.
No, I know, but I haven't introduced the other ones yet.
Oh, true. Sorry. Fuck them. They don't need to be on the show. I know. This is okay. They don't need to be on the show.
And welcome to the Nicole Show.
So, we also have Kim joining us.
Yeah. Hi, everybody. Sorry, Kim. Okay. I understand. I'm kind of dealing with that with the gas company. We called them end of last month to come out and run a new gas line to our new house. Here it is. What, almost Christmas? No gas line. No. They, you know, we see the trucks go by. Daddy even saw one go by with a gas line in the back, and he thought, okay, maybe they'll stop. Yeah, they didn't stop.
No,
didn't stop. So, yeah, I feel your pain.
So, welcome to Consumer Prank.
Exactly. Other than that, everything's good. I'm a little bit cold because, you know, the old dungeon's a little drafty with the plywood over the windows, but, right. You know, and it's supposed to get, like, negative 23 tonight, so, yeah.
Okay. That's Celsius? Where
yes.
is that?
Or Fahrenheit. That's Fahrenheit, yeah. So, yeah. So if you don't hear from me tomorrow, I've most likely frozen to death, and I love you all.
Right. Please don't freeze to death.
We love you, too. You know, I have heat. You're welcome to come down here.
Take your internet up to Nick's.
There we go. We'll do a
there
trade.
There you go. You know. Internet.
That works. I'll go for that.
Perfect. And then up in my left-hand corner, I'm not looking at the stream, so I can't tell what other people are seeing. We have the nicest man on the internet, Mr. Mark Wright.
Hello, Fraser. Hello, everyone. Yes, Mark Connects on Xbox Live, PSN, Steam, and Twitter. I'm trying to hold everything together again, because we've no Rich or Greg this week. So, yeah.
So yeah, we don't have a Greg.
No.
Well, sorry, so before we move on to, before we start lambasting Mr. DeLacy, hero and legend Greg DeLacy, yeah. Do you have any utility stories you'd like to share with us?
No, luckily I have heat and I have internet, so it's all been a steady, boring, real-life week this week. Not a lot's happened.
No, that's all
right. We've put a tree up this week.
He couldn't get shit up and running because of his son.
Yeah, well, yeah, he's taken over everything. He's taken over my computer, my Mac, my streaming, my Xbox. So, I've been relegated to the PS4 this week most of the time.
Oh, what a terrible life.
Yeah.
So you got your tree up this week. Was that running a little bit late for you normally? Would you have got it up earlier? Because that seems late to me to get a tree up.
Yeah, we normally put it up. Right. So it would have been sort of like last weekend. About the 10th. 10th to the 12th, something like that, but yeah, just laziness. So it finally went up.
A real tree, Mark?
No. Never had a real tree.
No.
No, always had artificial. It's a fiber, it's only a little thing. It's there behind me. It's just a fiber optic thing.
Actually, the scale of illusion, the illusion of scale or whatever it is from here makes it look like it's a good 6-footer.
All right, yeah.
It's not.
That's what I thought it was too. Was 6 foot.
Size matters. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's not. Well, I don't know. It might be. I don't know what it is. It's a tree.
Is the tree taller than you, Mark?
No.
Okay, then it's not a 6 foot tree.
Oh yeah, that's the point. Yeah. Sorry, I'm not with it today.
That's all right. I'm not sure who it is.
It's probably 6 foot because it's on the table. But if you put it on the floor, it's not 6 foot.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah.
All right, good. Any presents under it yet?
No.
Done all your Christmas shopping? No, all right, let's go down that one.
Santa's not been yet. I'll put my... you're going to like this. I put my meat order in.
Well, already then.
we've got a butcher's supplier. We get a Christmas pack every year. So we get a large turkey crown and we get a big joint of beef and a big joint of roll of pork and pigs in blankets and everything. So I've just ordered that, picking that up Thursday.
What's a turkey crown? Because none of our turkeys here wear crowns.
No, I'm glad you asked that, Nick, because I was going to know that was...
A turkey crown is a... It's not a poor man's turkey at all, no. What it is, it's just basically turkey breast. Without the rest of the turkey.
That's the best damn part anyway.
Exactly. Now, none of us in this house like leg meat on chicken or turkey. We buy a chicken for Sunday lunch, and the dog ends up with all the leg and the wing and everything. Well, no, the wing's okay, but the leg and the thigh and everything. We just eat the breast. So a turkey crown is just basically the two big butterflies of the breast.
So So you're breast people. I get it.
Yes, yes. Boobies.
No legs, no asses.
Yeah, so a turkey crown is just that. So, but it still feeds everyone. They're absolutely huge. So.
Turkey's got huge boobs.
Yeah.
Good. Sorry, I'm getting distracted because I'm running late, so my family's going to start feeding behind me, so excuse any noise that you get from that. So, yes, so we have no Greg DeLacy tonight. He popped in for the 400th episode last week, took his praises, and then has gone off again. Like the true, like the proper CEO of a company, right? The head of a company. He's taken all the praise.
Yeah, his head's gone that big now. He can't get in and out of any doors. So nah. he's just stuck in his house now. He can't get to his computer.
That's right. He might be back. He might be back in, maybe for 450 or something like that. And, yeah. Just we'll plow on. Yeah, so it's just us. So that's fine. That's right. Sure. That's all we need to get a show done. Now I have. Must remember that I have a cheat sheet here, and as usual, I'm prepared to. I've not read through it, so Mark's going to guide me through and make sure that I keep this boat steered in the right course. Right. What have we got here then, Mark? What are we going on to next? Story times? Anyone got story times?
We did story time, me and Kim.
Well, that was sort of story time. Yeah, it was impromptu story time.
We can discuss what we've played, though.
Yeah.
Not we yet, could. We can't. No, I'm looking here. What have we? Oh, yeah. See, oh, look at that. Intros and story time. Robin Tate.
He's even put something when he's not even here.
Yeah, I don't know whether that was from before, though. That might have been from last week. So.
That was because his wife is not in Paris.
Yeah, and okay. I think he's got it wrong way around. I don't think he'd be sitting on his babies while his wife swans it off. I think he might. No, forget that.
Well, maybe. I mean,
how do you sit on babies?
No.
Carefully?
Either way.
I'll tell you a story, actually. I worked with this guy, and he came home one night. He was absolutely plastered. He came home, and he just sat down on his sofa and fell asleep on his sofa. And when he woke up in the morning, his cat was underneath him. He'd killed his cat. He sat on his cat, and he was drunk. And he'd suffocated his cat.
Dear Lord.
talking of silly cats, I saw something on the internet this week, which I've never seen before, and it was so funny. And I tagged Kim into it. It was a cat stood up. Doing a poo stood up. I've never seen that before. It stood up in its litter tray. I'll give it its due. It did it in the proper tray. Hands against the wall. Pushed one out and plop. Absolutely amazing. What a cat.
That's exactly the sort of thing that I don't want to see, but I want to see.
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
Oh, I was mega impressed.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, well, I'll give you an intro only because it's sort of upset. I've become obsessed with it. I started watching Rick and Morty this week. Anyone ever watch that?
Mm-hmm. Never heard of it.
Oh, man, you got to check that cartoon out. That is hilarious. So,
definitely no.
So I've been... pardon? Why, because it's a cartoon?
Yeah, my kids watch enough of that shit. No, we have to put on cartoons sometimes for the kids when the indoor recess. No,
it's
not. I don't need it at home, too.
Yeah, but it's not a cartoon. You wouldn't want to put this one on for kindergarten kids or young kids, no. Anyway, okay, all right. Well, that's garnered no attention whatsoever. Let's move on then to what we've been playing. Do we have music for that? I can't remember. Which show am I on?
No, we haven't. No. I need to do one of them as well, though. I've got some for the news now, haven't I? But...
Right.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
No, all right, what will we start with? Playing?
I don't know. That's a list is a big one. Maybe we should start with Kim.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Pretty much the same old, same old. What little time I did get to play, you know, this past week or weeks as it were. I play a little Gems of War. Nobody cares. And Witcher 3.
I don't mind that game. I quite like that Gems of War.
Okay, Mark cares, you know.
Okay, yeah.
One of, like, one person. Anyway.
Hey, Kim, if it matters, I looked at it today and went, should I add that to my year of living gamesrously? And then I was like, ah, fuck it.
Well, there's got to be something in it because you've been playing it now for quite a while. It's a go-to sort of
game for you. If you have, 15 minutes to kill and... You know, because I can't play Witcher 3 in, 15 minutes and then stop myself. It's just not going to happen. But if I have, 15, 20 minutes, I can kind of goof off and play something. that's usually it. Because I can play a few rounds and then quit, walk away, no big deal. So,
do you have an iPhone?
No, but I have an Android.
Okay. Never mind.
Okay.
Because I have the game for you, but I'll talk about that in a bit.
All right. So, besides Gems of War, I did a little Witcher 3 because my nephew was here, and I've been promising the poor kid, like, the last half a dozen times he's been here, we'd play Xbox, and then something would happen. I had to paint the ceiling or, you know, sand drywall or whatever, and I never got to play Xbox. So I sat down the other day with him, and we played a little Witcher 3 because right now that's the game he, like, absolutely loves. And I now have met the crones of, was it Crook Bog or... Crookback Bog. Or
oh, yeah, them three.
They had the little...
Yeah.
Yes, and the little dude named Johnny.
Yeah.
So I've officially met them, and, well, that's the current quest I'm on. So, yeah, good time.
I was going to ask you where you are, because I have got to go back. That's on my list, but I haven't got that far. I've completely finished... What's the world? Not the first world.
White Orchard.
White Orchard, I've completely cleared everything that's on that map.
Velen? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I think I'm just about finished clearing all that, and then I'll carry on with the storyline. I'm just trying, you know, I'm just trying to... Which I think is probably the sort of thing that you were doing, Kim, wasn't it, before? You were sort of really making sure that everything was done, and because you didn't progress in the story straight away.
No, and I'm getting there. I'm trying to move along the story, but yeah, I'm also doing the, hey, there's a question mark, I gotta go see what it is. So... So I'm getting there, slowly but surely.
Did we lose him?
I wonder. It...
Like, he went gray. Yeah. And
because I can't be comfortable to just, you know.
Yeah. It's frozen solid.
Just that's kept it funny. There. And you, I thought I was cold.
Yeah, you've
nicked
his heating, haven't you?
Oh, there you go. You nicked his heat. I'm not that far in Witcher. Velen. I'm there, but I haven't quite cleaned up all those question marks because I noticed I needed to go back to White Orchard because I had left a few. Because I was just trying to follow the story and get it done and over with, and now I've gotten to where I get. Well, before I had quit playing it, because I haven't rehooked up the PlayStation yet. I know I will get it done, but, you know, one thing at a time. Give me some fucking internet that works.
I hear you.
I will tell you, you know, the company that I have touts about their wonderful customer service, and I will grant them, they have great customer service, but their fucking internet sucks. So does their cable.
It could be worse. You could be going through what Fraser's going through at this very moment. He's just text now. He's got a power cut.
So. Oh, how fun. See, that's his utility story. How fun is that?
But
maybe we won't be having our quiz today because he's the only one with the quiz.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's okay then because I win by default because I'm in the lead.
No. Whatever.
Yeah, and it's also cocked all the cameras up, but I'm going to leave it because as soon as he comes back in, it'll reset.
Yep. So, I don't have that. They're messed up. Oh, now I do. Yes. Now,
I'm like
in Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is awful.
Cold.
I love
colder
that.
Than normal.
So, Mark or Kim, do you have any other games you've played?
Nope, that's it. So, just The Witcher 3 and, yeah.
I've played a bit more Mad Max on the PS4. A lot of people have said it gets kind of repetitive as you play through it, and I'm sort of, like, getting to that now. It is getting a little bit tedious, dare I say. It's still fun, though, but it's just getting a bit repetitive, clearing all these bases out and doing the same thing over and over again. And the world.
So, which you're playing that on Xbox, right?
No, PS4.
That's a PS4 game. Is it? What's it similar to? Is it similar to like Halo? Halo Wars, or is it similar to something else?
It's an open world game, and it's very similar to. Have you played Shadows of Mordor?
No, but I know what that game's about.
Yeah, so and Batman games.
Yeah.
It's similar to the Batman games, combat-wise.
Gotcha.
But obviously, with being Mad Max, you've got your main sort of like thing is you've got a vehicle, which you can upgrade by collecting scrap, by destroying enemy vehicles and looting all the enemy camps. So the more scrap you've got, the more you can upgrade your car and yourself, your armor and stuff. It's still fun, but like I say, I've only done a small part of the map because I like to clear the whole area like you guys are doing in The Witcher.
Sorry, my dog got stuck on my headset.
And the map is quite huge, so I can foresee myself getting quite bored of this. So I hope it doesn't get to that. I hope something changes in the game for me to keep wanting to play more.
Do you have to do any of those things like we did with Red Dead Redemption, where you have to go collect 900 of these things in this area and 20 of those in another area? Do you have to do anything like that?
Not yet, no. Not anything like that. The main storyline quest so far have been building my vehicle up to a certain spec so it could be used in certain missions. So I've not actually done that much in the story. I've been doing all the side stuff in the area. He's back, look.
Yay, I'm back.
Welcome back. I took over for
that,
you.
Could you? Did you?
Yes.
Thanks, Nick.
So you've got your utility story as well now, apparently.
So I have a utility story in that, my sketchy, rubbishy North American 115 volts, brownouts all over the place. It's not like Britain, Mark, where you got 200 real power in Britain, 240 volt. Yeah. Not here, you scrappy 115 volt. Ugh, horrible, sketchy power. Yeah. Anyway, I kissed myself to death, didn't I?
So I was just talking about Mad Max, what I'm playing a bit more of. So every time you do like a side mission or clear a certain camp, it reduces your threat level in that area. So that's what I'm trying to work on at the moment. But like I say, it is such a huge map. I can see me getting quite fed up with it. So,
what game are we talking about? Sorry, Mark.
Mad Max.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah, a lot of people were saying it was pretty good. They were rating it quite highly.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it, but it's just starting to get a little bit repetitive now, doing the same thing over and over again. So, yeah, just a little bit.
Right. It was the way you said it. It was so cute. Little.
Excuse me. Right, so I'll move on from a little.
And you played another little game.
Yeah, and I didn't get this from a cord. This is Valiant Hearts. This was a freebie, wasn't it, recently? On Xbox Gold.
Was it?
I think.
I don't know. I already had it. I think it was a...
Or it might have been free on PSN, and Greg might have bought it. But I've got it anyway, on the Xbox. So I've made a start on it, and this was Robin's Game of the Year two years ago. not with it at all today.
Whatever.
So, 2 years ago, this was Robin's Game of the Year. And I've heard a lot of podcasts rant and rave about how good this is. And I think it got a bit too hyped for me, because I'm not feeling it. I'm just not feeling it.
I played some of this, and I think Valiant Hearts, the reason it got so much praise, and I know Robin definitely said this at the time, was the subject matter.
Yeah.
You know, it treated a subject which deserves respect.
And that's a bit
and
Ren
wrapped
I'm
it up
more.
in a decent game. You know?
That's the bit I'm enjoying more than anything, is the reading the little vignette things about the real stories of different people and what they've gone through and seeing the pictures of what happened and stuff. But the actual gameplay, I'm not enjoying the gameplay at all.
It can be a pain in the ass.
Yeah, it's a bit clunky and some of it is a bit weird to work out and they don't really gel properly, but I've only done the first two chapters, so I've still got three more chapters to go, I think, so it might improve. I've just done the bit where end of the second chapter where you're just driving a car all the time and you just have to go left and right because it'll just flash up that there'll be a bomb coming in my area. And I think we're just
I guess I didn't get to the car.
Yeah, I think we're just throwing basic cheap gameplay in just for the sake of it. I didn't feel any value to that at all. Jay, hang your dog, will you, please?
That's on my list, that game.
Like to hang the dog. Oh.
Yeah.
No, not to hang the dog. But I could add that dog to my list of people to hang.
So,
yeah. Are we going to have, do we have a Year of Living Dangerously little section that we're coming up to? Are we, I should know this. I'm the host. I'm the worst host ever, aren't I? I just don't.
We do, yeah. And both of them games I've just discussed are on my YOLG list.
Good, okay.
But I am, it has sort of like, I don't know, I think I'm playing the wrong games to start with. I should have played something a bit more exciting because I've just, it's just put me in a bit of a lull. I've just got no gaming mojo at the moment. I've no sort of like want to play them. I think I need to put Wolfenstein in or something.
That third game that you have on your list, did that get you any excited?
No.
Me either. You want to know how far I got with that? I downloaded it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, so this week on iOS...
Well, I'll tell you what, Mark, can we come to that at the end? Because I've got that on my list, too.
Okay, absolutely.
And I can certainly talk about it. So if you're okay with that, then let's go on to Nick's section. Nick's section is blank.
No, my section is above. I can read off of there. And what I did was play some Minecraft because I could play that offline. I didn't have to have internet for that.
Okay, I see. You've put it
in
here.
Yeah, I stuck them together.
Right, okay.
I was in a hurry. I was hoping my internet wasn't going to quit on me while I was updating the notes.
Right.
And I restarted Dragon Age Origins, although I put that in there wrong. Dragon Age Origins, Inquisition.
Okay.
So I restarted that because I had played it, never finished it, so I stuck it on my YOLG list and... I was like, well, I need something else I can play that I don't have to have internet for. So that's why we're doing that. And Kim, thank you so much for all your help.
Glad I could help.
Yeah, because that was, I think that right there was the whole reason I quit playing it in the first damn place, is I couldn't get the controls right. And there are a lot of controls.
There are, yes, there are.
I'm like, you have to know how to map it out so that you know exactly what you're doing with that game, or you end up switching people and you don't know why or how.
I still
and
do that.
It really pissed me off, so I was like, you know what? Equipped with this fucking game.
If anyone's going to know the controls of it, I think it's going to be Kim, because she has put just a couple of hours into this, haven't you, Kim?
Just a couple.
Well, and that's funny because I said, well, how do you do it in the chat? And she's like, oh, I think it's this, this. And I'm like, oh. And it was very similar. But she had the gist of it.
Yeah. Without the actual controller in my hand and the game on the screen, it's hard to, it's hard to
explain. That's the same
thing.
Yeah. What is it for Gears? How do you do this, that? I'm like, it's this button. Like I have to envision that controller in my hand.
Exactly.
It's this, or you punch this and this, and you can do this, and then I'm like, oh well, yeah. So I just went back to those two because I could play them offline. That's my big gaming without any cable or internet and that DNS issue.
What can you do?
It's like losing a limb in it now when you lose the internet. Your life just gets put on hold.
That's why I was so pissed. I'm like, I can't talk to y'all on WhatsApp half the time because it just sits there and spins. And then, like, after you guys have had probably 10 minutes of conversation, I'm like, finally I can add something. And I was like, fuck it, I'm done.
Is that why it was so quiet this week?
Yes, sir. I was so quiet. Canada's a whole lot closer than England, Fraser.
You could throw things to hear.
I could. You know what's funny is where my grandparents used to live in Michigan was like 19 minutes away from Canada. So we used to say you could spit on Canada from where we were.
You wouldn't want to do that, would you?
No, not really, but...
Maybe.
I mean, let's just say I'm going to have to get up there.
It's a stone's throw. Good. Okay, anything else?
Nah, I had a boring week. I did download that game that you guys will be
talking about. Well, no internet connection, you won't be able to play it, see?
Well, it doesn't matter, because I looked at it and went, eh.
So, what have you been up to then, Fraser?
Okay, so I'll run through mine. Battlefield 1, I've been chipping away at that and finally finished that this afternoon. So I got the campaign.
The single player, yeah.
Yeah, the single player, that's done. So
you enjoy it?
Yeah, I did. I find it so much different from a Call of Duty, even though you're sort of, you know, it's easy to sort of think the two are interchangeable. They're not. They play very, very differently.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, there were a lot of levels, particularly the last few levels, where I really wanted to run and gun, and you can't. You don't run as quick, and it's pretty unforgiving in terms of the damage that you can take. So, but the scenarios are really good. You know, in the final, or the desert level at the end. You can do them in any order you want, but you have to battle this sort of massive armed train, which was nice and different from anything that I've done before. That was pretty cool. And, yeah, it's neat. I mean, they handle, you know, it's funny, we're talking about Valiant Hearts and how that handles the subject of, you know, it's a very serious subject of the First World War. It doesn't glorify it or anything like that. And then you have Battlefield, and, you know, they try their best. You know, every time you die, it puts up the name of the person and the date that they were alive, and you get a chance to quickly see what your mental arithmetic is like and work out that they were 28 years old or whatever. But I don't know. I mean, it's still a first-person shooter, and I think that still takes something away of the impact. At the end of it, they had some sort of epilogue. That comes after. Prologues are first, right? Epilogue at the end?
Yes.
Epilogue at the end where, you know, they're supposed to talk about World War One and all this sort of stuff. So I don't know. I guess it's pretty good. But at the end of the day, it's still a Battlefield game. Shooty, shooty. But it was all right. I'm glad it's done. I'm no real interest in playing the multiplayer. So I've just ticked that one, and that's off the list.
Multiplayer's really good.
Should I go? Mm-hmm. Should I dip my toe in?
Sure. Nicole's saying that. I'm not a big fan of Call of Duty, the newer games, because it's too fast for me, but this is just a nice pace. Aesthetically, it's visually excellent for a multiplayer game. So, yeah.
All right.
It's really good.
Okay.
It's worth a try, anyway.
Well, I've got it there, so I definitely will. Yeah. If, you know, on your recommendation, I'll pick it up and have a go. See, you know, you never know, so that would be good. I've also been playing some more Zombie Army Trilogy. I'm not sure how much I'm not sure.
I picked this up in the sale recently. Me and Greg went halves on it.
Yeah. Did you get it for a good price?
Yeah, the Black Friday sales. I think it was about £12, so it was £6 each. So I think it cost Greg about $4, $5 or something silly. So it wasn't a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. There's a lot of game there for your money as long as you like it.
Yeah.
You know, I've been working my way through the single player campaign for over a year now. Not that I've been playing it regularly, but I've picked it back up. I'm only about two-thirds of the way through, and I've put hours and hours into it. I've killed stuff. It keeps track of stuff, which is great, and I'm currently honing in on killing my 3,000th zombie. The numbers are getting up there. Yeah. And this week as well, we played some online, so John and Steve from Game Punchers, the three of us got together and did a few levels.
Yeah.
And it's really good. Yeah, it's great. So I look forward to seeing you online for that, and I'll definitely jump for some multiplayer on that. It's good. It doesn't, it's got legs. I don't know why. I think it's another one of those games that just does what it does nothing out of the ordinary except what it should do.
It just runs.
That's what it says on the tin. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I've also been playing on my iOS devices, Lara Croft Go, which, is part of a series of games. There's Hitman Go, and I think there's a Deus Ex Go now. And it's sort of a isometric top-down view. You have Lara Croft is sitting in some sort of puzzle area, and there are all sorts of hazards. And every time you swipe up or down or up or left or right, she will move one square or one area across in the puzzle map. And there are beasts in the puzzle, and there are hazards in the, like, spinning blades and things like that. And it's up to you to find your way through and pick things up. But it just changes everything around really well, and you can, there are different ways to approach approach the problems.
I saw one of
very
the
yeah,
it's I saw
clever.
One of the journalistic. I think it was outside Xbox. They were doing something on it because they do all platforms now. And they were playing it, and when you move, all the enemies and the environment moves one turn with you.
Yeah, right? Everything's yeah. happening. It's not, turn-based, but it's yeah. all turn-based at the same time
yeah.
in what you're doing.
You can just stand
still.
So
to give you an to give you an example, there's one part where you know you need to get to switch A. And when you get to – or you need to get to platform A, and the only way platform A is going to rise is by somebody stepping on switch B. But so you can't step on switch B, otherwise it's not. But if you get within sight of one of the enemies, you can get them to follow you, and you can you'll start to move them around the map and get them into the position that you need, so that suddenly when you go onto the platform, they step on to switch B, and then you raise up, and then you go off and do your next section. So yeah, it's pretty clever. It's very cool.
Yeah,
it's very polished too. So definitely, and it was like only a couple of bucks, if that. Yeah. So
I recently played Monument Valley on my phone. And it sounds a little bit similar puzzle-wise, so I'll probably enjoy that.
Yeah, I am constantly thinking of Monument Valley when I play this.
Yeah.
It's not the same sort of game, but it's the same sort of mind-bending thinking
to think
sort of game.
Yeah.
You know, and you can put it down. You can't sit and do it all in one go, but, you know, come back from work one night, sit down, do a puzzle.
Yeah.
You know, and before you know it, after a couple of weeks, you finished it. So, yeah, that's great. I shouldn't have too long to go on that, and I can tick that off. And then, my last one is the same as on your list, Mark. So I'll let you pick back up where you were, and then I'll.
Yeah, this is a first for any sort of like non-Nintendo platform. It's a Mario game, Super Mario Run on the iOS. So I downloaded it. It came out yesterday, I believe, the 16th, and it's free initially. So I downloaded it, played it. It's like an endless runner, but it's an endless platformer. It'll run on its own, and you just tap the screen to jump. That's all you need to do. You can play one-handed, and the more you
easy, Nick.
Just laughing. You're the one that brought it up.
Easy.
The more you touch the screen, the higher it jumps. But it does automatically jump over certain obstacles as well. And you can't change direction, as far as I know. You can't stop, apart from some of the blocks, it's like a pause button. So that gives you a bit of a breather space. But after the first three levels, they call them worlds, don't they, in the Mario games? Like, you've got 1.1, 1.2, 1.3. You have to pay to play the rest of them. And it ain't that cheap for a phone game.
Wow.
So it's been deleted.
See, okay, you're having slightly different... Okay, so this is my experience with it. Yeah. I was very interested in it. I've not really
played Mario games, so I was quite interested, because I've heard all about these Mario games, and it didn't blow me away.
Yeah, see, well, yeah, this is it. See, for me, I sat around and we I had it downloaded as soon as I could, and then we came down. I was showing my family, you know, saying this is a historic moment, because this is a Mario game that's not on a Nintendo console. So to see the sounds and the sights of Nintendo game popping up on your iPhone, I mean, it just put a huge grin on my face, and it looks slick, and everything's really, really great about it. And I was playing it, you know, we had it on Thursday night, and I was playing it. My son was playing it. My wife was playing it. My daughter wasn't interested at all, but, you know, it got some play time for sure. And then within not long to go, my son got to the third or fourth level, where it's like, you can't get past there. So, but I didn't hesitate. I just paid for it. I think it cost like $14 up here, and that's it. The whole thing's unlocked. There's no in-app purchases. There's nothing more to get. For me, that was a little bit of a no-brainer. I was like, oh, it's only $14, and everyone's played it, and we're all getting value out of it. That's okay. I can justify it. Yeah, it's a little bit expensive. However, the next day, oh, my God, I don't think I stopped playing it for most of the next day. I'm going to tell you a little secret here, but there are quite a few points where I closed my office door and worked on some Mario levels. So even and the ironic thing is, I haven't got further than the first three free levels yet.
Right.
So I have played the first level. You play through it and you get to the end. Then it offers you up pink coins. So depending on how you take the level, there are pink coins for you to collect. So that was the challenge. I was like, I can get all those five pink coins. It took ages, but you figure it out, and then it's done.
Yeah, because if you go past them and you miss it, you ain't going back for it. You have to start again.
It's not going back. No, it just keeps going, right? So I finally figured out the routes and paths that I needed to take. Because the levels are just long enough for you to figure that out, right? It just didn't get monotonous for me. And then I went back, and then it gives you green coins to get, or blue coins, and then you get all those, and then it gives you green coins to get. So there are three, you know, finishing the level, then three stages of coins for the level. Then there are high scores for the level. Then you get tickets, and you can go race against people online and gain followers. So the whole time you're doing this, you can also build up a kingdom that you're decorating with all your coins and things. This game is value for money. Now, I heard somebody on a podcast say that they would pay $60 for this game. I'm not sure about that. But for $15, I'm already well into my value for this game. It's, I have to say, could be up there. Could be up there, folks.
Wow.
Top five. Yep, I'm very impressed. Nintendo have done very well with it. And I know that you've deleted it off there and Nick's not interested in it. But I think you're going to find a couple of the podcasts are going to start coming out this week, and people who like Mario, like Mr. Mike, I'd be very surprised if Mr. Mike Chin isn't doing a big piece on this on the Veteran Gamers.
Yeah.
Fraser, I played the crap out of Mario Sunshine.
Okay.
I loved it. So I just, you know, it takes internet, and I'm just, I can't be arsed.
Yeah. Okay. No, and that's fine. You know what I'm saying? But I think there are going to be a lot of people who are going to be, this is. You're going to be hearing a lot about this, I think. I'd be very surprised. Anyway, if not, then I'm just the sad lone guy who's just going to be like standing out in the rain.
The only guy.
Yeah, I know.
Amorous.
It could be. Yeah, I know. Gary won't let me down. Gary will.
Nope.
It's funny that, because like, I played the three levels in, what, 2 or 3 minutes and deleted it, and you've played them three levels for days on end and dodged your boss and not done any work and spent all day in your office playing it. That's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, I know.
People
kept coming into my office, and I'm sure you would have thought after about the eighth time of them coming into my office, they'd have gone, he seems to be on his phone a lot today. Or so, you know, oh, just checking some messages. It's great. So I am all over this. I mean, I've got John from Game Punchers is on my friends list, and you know, I can see his high scores, so
yeah,
that's pretty good. And I don't know what to say. I'm the lone voice for it here
so
today.
Have you bought the full version yet?
Yeah, I bought the full version straight away. Yeah, pretty much straight away. I didn't really hesitate. I just could get a sense straight
away. But you're
probably
going to get your money's worth, aren't you?
Yeah, I knew I was getting my money's worth. Of course. You know, if I wasn't, I wouldn't have. So
yeah.
It's just funny, isn't it? I mean, you know, how different it is, people's different experiences to get value out of games.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, but you never know. Maybe you might go back to it, Mark, and suddenly
You know, when I hear everyone talking about it, and I saw the pink coins and I got a couple of them. But it didn't really interest me that much. But I'm not a big Mario fan. I've not really played any of the other games, so I haven't got that attachment to it. But I might go back to it.
Yeah, we'll see. They might
do it cheap one day. Might be on a sale.
It won't be. If you know Nintendo, like I know Nintendo, that price is never coming down. So,
I think it was £8, £7.99 on the UK store. So what's that, about, what, $10, $11?
Yeah, I think it's like, well, I think it was supposed to be $10 American. For us, it's $14 Canadian.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. What's that? It's a couple of pints, I guess, right?
Yeah.
So, it's
I'd
pretty
rather
neat.
Have the pints.
So would I.
Before we move on, can I just say, hi, Maria. That's Gary's little girl. Go on, carry on, sorry.
I am. I'm just seeing somebody here, the real Defoe, saying, is he still talking about Mario? Yes, I can still talk about it. I tell you one of the things that I do like, okay? I'm never, ever one to say that I'm an Apple fanboy. Some people who know me will see that I'll raise my pitchfork up against Apple sometimes as well, especially with my current one is the Apple AirPod, the earbuds.
Yeah.
Coming in at close to $200 up here for a pair of those. You have to be mental. But there you go. But Mario, Lara Croft Go, I can pick both of them up on my iPad, put them down, walk out of the house, drive down the road half an hour, sit in my car, and I can pick up my phone, and the games are syncing all. I mean,
yeah,
you know, and they just take, and they're just, that is good. That is working. I like that. That's
a good
example of something that's really cool. So.
Yeah, and going off on a bit of a tangent here with Apple products, but it's same with the Mac. I've got a Mac, obviously, and it all integrates so well. I can read an email on my phone and it'll mark it as read on my computer and vice versa. And it just syncs up beautifully. But there is one little thing it's starting to get to me a little bit. And I didn't think it would. But do you know you're going to laugh now, Fraser. The 3.5mm jack socket, I'm kind of missing it.
Oh, have you got one of the new phones then?
Yeah, I didn't think I'd miss it, but I am.
Why are you missing it? So what would be the situation where you're missing it?
When I'm driving around in the van at work, I have a FM transmitter plugged into it so I can put it through the van stereo. But I can't charge it now while I'm driving and listen to it at the same time. So that's quite frustrating. Whereas before I could charge it and listen to it. So,
well, you are a victim of that courageous decision.
Yeah, but it's a first world problem, like, so. I've just got to make sure it's charged up before I go anywhere.
There you go. Okay, all right. Well, that's pretty much what we've been playing then. How about some news? Mark, got a jingle?
We have.
Here's a jingle.
Here is the fucking news.
I just love that.
Anybody have any news?
Nope.
No.
Nobody put any news in.
No.
No.
Yeah. Well, that was the news.
That was the host. That was what the host was supposed to do.
Really? Mm-hmm. Yeah, sorry. There we go. Okay. Well, there's no news. No, seriously, I checked. There isn't any.
Yeah.
It's cold.
We've got a speak pipe.
Go ahead then. Let's do some speak pipes. Who have we got a speak pipe from?
It's actually from a couple of weeks ago, but we didn't play it last week because it was show 400. And I need you to get me some time because I haven't even loaded this up. So pad for time, Fraser. Pad for time.
Pad for time. I can pad for time actually because looking on my super duper iPad here, you can see here that I can, Martin One is in there. I feel like I should know who Martin One is.
Is that nearly every week?
Yeah, I'm sorry, but I can't. I don't know who's the person behind the name. Should I know anyway? The real Defoe is in there. That's always nice to see him in there. He's got certainly chatting quite a lot. He's got a lot to say, hasn't he?
Mm-hmm. He never shuts up.
Telling Mark Hanix how hot he looks, or is that? Oh no, he's saying that to Nick.
No, he was saying that to Mark, not me.
And who else is in there, Mark? That's pretty much.
Now, if you just hit the little people.
Peds is in there. Yeah, I know. Peds is in there. Real Defoe, PG Tips, and Martin One. So thanks very much for joining us. Real Defoe says stupid Apple in his chat. So there you go.
Yeah, so this speak pipe is from Viva La Pedros, and it's from 2 weeks ago. So I apologize for not getting to it sooner, Peds, but we did have a big show last week. Bit of a celebration, so we had to give it a miss
last week.
Had to
get over it.
Yeah. So, and I think this is more aimed at you, Nicole, and you weren't on last week, so. so here we go.
Oh, boy.
Great.
Hi, OC crew. Peds here. I just thought I'd send a message for Nicole, because I was wondering what one would have to do if they wanted to watch her Twitch, and watch
her
play.
Oh, my God.
Cheers, guys.
Oh, no.
This is like the joke that's never gonna fucking die.
ever.
Watch me twitch. No! Oh my god, Mark.
Watch me twitch.
So much
twitch.
Watch me play games. I really hate you. Don't you have Simon's email somewhere? Is that not in this little pile of stuff?
That Simon's email we read out last week and answered last week. Okay. You can give your answers if you want, though.
No, I'm good. You gotta look.
What was the question?
Okay.
Was it your top three games or something? I can't remember.
Yeah,
top three games while the podcast was going.
I had that written down. Didn't we go over that? Yeah, we did go over that.
Yeah, we did that last week.
Yeah, we answered that. I threw out my answer earlier today, which I had written down, so...
You go, boy.
Okay. Oh, well. All right. Okay. Any more speak pipes? Anyone love us?
I didn't remember to put a question on Facebook, so that falls on me this time.
Oh, see? Now everyone's off their game. We're all still hungover from the big party last week.
Yeah. I'm still trying to get well in general. Like, ask...
all right. Choosing not to join in on the big excuse that I'm using for not putting the news in. We could all... bond together here and take responsibility for the level of low quality of this show. Nick, don't leave
the reason it's low quality is because we're on it.
Good point.
Hello.
True enough.
Yeah. But you can even still hear in my voice that Greg would probably still pay money to hear this over the phone.
Right, yes.
That's what he put in chat. He's like, I feel like I should whip out my credit card. Like, oh, great. Thanks, Greg.
Okay, so SpeakPipes, we had the one. Thanks, Peds, for that. Appreciate it.
No, we don't. They appreciate it.
Cold as ice. Cold as ice, Nicole. Okay, let's get to the real meat and potatoes. Mark's going to get excited here. Look,
I can
see him shifting around in his seat already. I can see it. Now, I do have this. I do have what Mark wants. What does Mark want? He wants trivia questions. I haven't looked at him yet, mind.
I want to be a winner.
You're a wiener already.
Thank you very much. Yeah. A winner is you, Mark, maybe. Yes, Jason Johnson has emailed me direct with the questions. Thank you very much, Jason. It's much appreciated. I'm sure last week we told you how much we appreciate all the work that you do for sending this stuff in. It's very much appreciated. Now, of course, in the spirit of myself, have not been paying too much attention to where we are. Is this the last one?
Yes.
This is the last one, yeah. The end of a season two.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Just because that was the date set that this is the last one, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And Mark, talk us through the leaderboard right now. Where are we with the leaderboard? We can stretch this out. Don't worry about there not being any news. We're going to stretch this out.
Yeah. So... I'm currently in the lead with 10 points.
Ooh, how exciting.
But very closely followed by the champion guesser, Nicole, and Kim also. They're both on 9 points.
Oh my god!
And then
didn't know that!
Yeah, 9 points.
Great.
So it's all.
Wow,
so
okay, now it's exciting.
It's
right.
All for the taking today.
It's all for the take with you three!
Yeah, Robin's got 8 points, but he's not here, so he ain't gonna win. So this is for the season 2 t-shirt and mug. I don't know, is there a mug? Well, there is now. And, flights to California, courtesy of Greg, to visit him and stay in his house for a week and look at his new 4K TV.
And it's warm there too.
So there's 2 questions tonight, I presume, which means 2 points available. So it's all for the taking.
It's all for the taking. So we have Mark on 10, and then we have Nicole and Kim on 9. I did not even know that. Sorry, I'm so poor at doing my homework before I come on this show. But now I'm rejuvenated. I'm excited. This is awesome. I didn't even realize there was such – I do know how I can milk this and play this moment for the next quarter of an hour with you guys all chomping at the bit to win. This is fantastic. This is the sort of stuff I live for. But before we even get to that, let's look at the table. What, Mark, there's far more to this table than you – all you did was concentrate on yourself, right?
I've just given a top three. Yeah.
Don't worry. Oh, yeah, because no one else counts, do they?
No, I was going to do new releases as well. Oh. Right, so we have got some loser of 3 points. Oh, no, it's Fraser. He's got 3 points. Mike
Never
Chin,
here.
Mike Chin has got 1 point, and he's here less than you. Richard Webster's got 3 points. Gary Lever's got 1 point. Viva Le Pedros has got 2 points, and he's only been on once.
Bad going.
Or twice. So, yeah, he's doing really well. And Greg has got 1 point. When I did the question in 1 week, so he could take part.
Nice. Okay, very good. All right, yeah, and it says there, even at the bottom there, look, someone's copy and pasted this from an Excel spreadsheet. This is wonderful. It's very exciting, isn't it? Yeah. It's very exciting.
It must be Greg who spelled tracker wrong.
Yeah, I know. Somebody can't spell tracker. Their formatting is awful. They could definitely make that column a little bit wider. Anyway, okay, so let's get down to business. So we have two questions here from Jason. Thank you very much, Jason. And a tiebreaker, if needed.
Ooh.
Okay, so tiebreaker if Mark royally cocks it up, right? So you could know after one question, in theory, right?
Yeah.
Okay, right. So you guys are going to put your answers in there. The way it works is I can see, for those who don't know, I've set the scene, you see. I know Mark's getting excited. Just read the fucking question, he's here. I'm not going to read the question.
Prolonging on purpose.
I'm going to draw it out. All right. The way it's going to work is I'm going to ask the question, and then these people here, the three people, and that's Mark, Kim, and Nick, right? They're all going in their respective PCs, or Apples, if that's what they use. They are going to type the answer into the show notes. It's going to pop up so I can see it, so I know that they're not cheating. That's how it's going to work, everyone. So stay tuned. Now we'll just have a word from our sponsor. Okay, right, let's go. Question number one. Are you ready?
Yes.
Mark?
Yes.
Are you ready, Kim?
These are going to be Nintendo questions, aren't we?
All right, okay. Before something comes flying over and hits me in the head, let's get going. All right, question number one from Jason. He sent these in, right, straight to my email. They came in this afternoon.
Just ask the bloody question.
I can tell you when they came in. It even says here, came in at 3:53. Great stuff. Okay.
Oh, it's a shame we didn't come in at 3:43, because that would have been a Halo link.
Ah, well, yeah, there you go. Yeah. Or 3:03 if you're a fan of the old acid. Okay, question number one. Ready?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Got an itchy nose. All right. Love it. All right, question number one. Here we go. Ready? How many platforms... Hey, I'm asking the question now. Quiet, please. How many platforms is Goat Simulator available on?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Is it A, 9, B, 5, C, 6, or D, 7? How many platforms is Goat Simulator available on? Is it 9, 5, 6, or 7? Get ready. Do you need me
long enough for me to add.
Do you need me to tell you when to press the buttons?
Yeah, you have to do a countdown for us.
Okay.
Because I don't want these two cheating on me.
All right. Give you okay, countdown. 5, 4. Well, that's going to confuse you because it's numbers, isn't it? Is it 9, yes. 5, 6, or 7? Type your answers in, people. Go on, let me have it. Let's see them. Let's see.
Oops. You
Kim,
go, girl.
That's not a number, Kim.
No, right? Oh.
That will do. I know what that is. D is 7, right? Okay.
Yes.
Oh. Got good news. And the answer
is 12. Good news
Mark has
news.
Said 5. Nick has said 7, and Kim has said 7, but the actual answer is 9!
9?
9? Where did 9 from?
Be
I don't believe him. List him. Has he sent proof of this?
Ready?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Windows.
Yeah.
Mac. Linux.
Xbox.
Xbox 360. Xbox 360. Xbox One. PlayStation 3. PlayStation 4. iOS and Android.
I'll be damned.
I didn't know it was on iOS. Fucking hell.
Yeah, right.
Would have never picked Linux out for that one. No. Or Linux.
Me neither.
I didn't even think 360 or PS3 had got it. I thought it was just a big, the sort of like the Mac, Windows, and the major consoles.
I don't know what to tell you. Does that's pretty much seals the fate after all that, doesn't it, Mark?
No, that means I can tie. If I don't get this, and Nicole and or Kim get
question
the next
two
question,
worth 2 points.
No, but they can tie with me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on 10, and they're on 9
oh,
still.
Oh, of course they can. I can't even add up.
No.
Did you wear your blonde
to
wig today, Fraser? Right?
I thought you were 2 points ahead.
No.
No.
That's fascinating.
10 points, 2, 9. 1. 9.
Wow. Okay, we're still in it to win it. Great. Yeah. Okay. Enthusiasm's back on.
Course my worst case scenario, it goes to a tiebreaker.
Oh, man, I love this. This is the best time ever. All right, okay, let's get straight on for question number 2. Yeah. Sent in by Jason Johnson at 3:53.
Please be a Mad Max question.
I have good news and bad news. No, it's only bad news. It's not a Mad Max question. Okay. Oh, I got a feeling Nick's going to swear when she hears this question. Okay, ready? Question number 2. Here we go. What is the name of the villain in the original Final Fantasy for the NES?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Oh, it's Markswore. Okay, I knew one of you would.
Oh, boy.
I don't play that shit.
What is the name of the villain in the original Final Fantasy for the NES? Is it A, Sephiroth, B, Garland, C, Nero, or 4, Dolly? Sephiroth, Garland, Nero, or Dolly?
Is that Dolly Parton?
I know!
It would be Double D.
Well, okay. I think they're bigger than that. Anyway.
What is the name of the villain in the original Final Fantasy for the NES? NES, NES. That's the Nintendo Entertainment System. That's my phone. Someone's buzzing me.
It's me asking for the answer. It's worth £10.
I have no idea.
Okay, so Sephiroth, Garland, Nero, or Dolly? Players, can I have your answers now, please?
That's a complete guess.
Yeah, I'm just guessing.
That's the only name. Wow. That's the only name I knew. So
that's a result right there, Mark. Everyone's put A, so it doesn't matter. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what's going to happen. If it's right, Mark wins. If it's wrong, Mark wins. Anybody want to change?
No, you can't change.
Unfortunately for Mark, it doesn't matter. Unfortunately, the answer is not Sephiroth, even though he's probably one of the most well-known Final Fantasy villains from Final Fantasy VII. I'm not sure if he was any of the other ones. But
it's not Dolly, is it?
It's not Double D Dolly. No, it's Garland.
God.
Oh, you could have equalised, Kim.
You were going to say Garland, yes. Kim.
Right, just for fun then, between me and Kim, give us a tie break and see if Kim had beat me. I mean, she can kick herself all night then.
All right, in the alternative reality, tiebreaker. Person who gets the closest answer without going over gets the point. How many copies did Pokemon Sun and Moon sell in North America during its first 2 weeks?
Oh, dear.
How many copies did Pokemon Sun and Moon sell in North America? That includes Canada and Mexico, all
right?
Right. Do I add 5?
During its first 2 weeks.
700,000.
Oh, my God, people.
1 million. I don't know.
Final answer.
It's only for fun anyway, and it's only hypothetical.
All right, hypothetically. Hypothetically, Kim would have won because, in fact, the answer is 3.7 million.
What? In 2 weeks? Yeah, I know. Jesus Christ.
2 weeks,
Christ,
but that's not three countries we're talking about. Not just America.
Some games don't sell that in their lifetime.
Pokemon, so.
They do like Pokemon. There's a lot of people went in there. That was a cure. That was one that people were queuing outside the shops for. We just.
Exactly.
It wasn't on our radar at all. Kim knows.
Wow.
Strangely enough, I do.
There we go. So, anyway, Pokemon Sun and Moon is taking us away from the fact that we must recognize Mark as our one true champion.
next time.
Thank you.
Do we have a victory? Do 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 do. Well done, Mark.
See if I've got something. Yeah. I've got a drum roll.
It's Mark. We could sort of make that work. How about this one? Do that drum roll again, right? Ready? And the winner is Mark, everybody, round of
applause. Woo! Yay!
Good stuff. Okay, well, congratulations, Mark.
Thank you very much.
Well done. So that is the Mark is the winner of the podcast trivia for this season.
I'd like to thank Nicole and Kim for getting them wrong.
You're welcome.
Well done. Yep, runner-up, tied runner-up, runners.
Yeah, because Nicole did win season one.
Oh,
so she was trying to do the double.
Okay,
not really.
So season three is mine.
Doesn't even try. Not even trying, and she's up there near the winner's circle. Not like me, languishing down the bottom like a big loser. Whatever. Stupid quiz. Okay. Well done, Mark. I'm proud of you, buddy.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you very much again then to Jason, who sent us the questions for that. Couldn't have done that without you. Really is appreciated. You are a fine, upstanding, critical cog in the wheel of the podcast wheel. Machine mechanism that this whatever. Okay, good. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Next,
Jason.
Thanks very much.
Yep. Next, we've got new releases.
Okay,
it's one damn game.
Yeah, it's a
story,
big list.
New release, as it were.
Yeah. By the time I've started up the music for it, you'll have read it out.
Okay. Who would like to do the new releases?
Yeah, I'll read it out. I'll do my one.
All right, Nick.
Ready?
Yep.
Sure.
It's exciting. Okay. Eagle Flight on December 20th. What is that, Vive?
Yep, it's a VR.
Yeah, Vive or Vive, whatever. That's it, we're done.
I think that's
on
PSVR as well, right? Okay.
Yep, all right, thanks, Nick, for that. Thanks for...
Yep, you're quite damn welcome.
Thanks for running that piece of the show. Okay, Kim, do you want to talk us through the monthly freebies? I know we just had a switch over on Xbox, so...
Yeah, for the Xbox One, you can get Sleeping Dogs, the Definitive Edition, now through the end of the month. And right now, as of yesterday, you can pick up Outlast from now through January 15th.
That is a scary-ass game.
Right? Scary, I downloaded it, but I doubt I'll ever play it. So, yeah.
If you do, you've got to stream it. You've got to stream it with a webcam, because I've got to watch it.
Sure, sure. Yeah, people love that one. And on the 360 side of things, well, if you wanted Outland, you're out of luck. But you now have Burnout Paradise, now through the end of the month. Mm. On to the PlayStation side of things, we have Invisible Ink for the PS4, Stories, Path of Destinies for the 4, Hyper Void for the PS3, Tiny Troopers Joint Ops for the PS3, that's a cross-buy on the PS4 and the Vita, Color Guardians for the Vita, that's a cross-buy on the PS4, and V, I guess, for the PS Vita.
V. So, what's hashtag YOLV? What's that?
I don't know.
I have no clue, so I just ignored it.
It'll be a thing.
Could good. Be. Yeah, there's a couple of... anything I'm looking forward to playing on that? I don't know. Burnout Paradise, I've heard...
Yeah, I downloaded that. Yeah, I downloaded that last night. All the DLC, what I bought on the 360 all then years ago was there, so I downloaded all that as well, so that's good.
That is good.
My last achievement was in 2010.
Right.
For the game, so it's been quite a while. But the only downside is I didn't do the cloud save, because obviously in 2010, the 360 didn't have cloud saves then. So I need to go upstairs, dig out my 360, connect it all up just to put the cloud save up so I can carry on. Because I don't fancy doing all the driving licensing again.
At least you can do that. I never had a very big hard drive on my 360. So at one point I went through and I cloud saved quite a few saves.
Yeah.
But not all. And I'm regretting it big time now.
Yeah.
So...
I cloud saved Gears only because I had gone all the way up to level 50 something and delete and then It had some little bug.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
So all my cloud saves were all dedicated to Gears, only I wasn't losing that shit again.
No. Okay. Yeah, cloud saving is the way forward for sure. Let someone else manage this stuff for you.
Yeah, we just take it for granted now, don't we? Because on both PS4 and Xbox One, the system just does it automatically for you now, doesn't it? It just backs up all your saves. Mm-hmm. You go onto a different console and it'll sync your game save. It's great how it works now. Yep. I love it.
It is. It is good. It's a great time to be alive.
Yeah.
Okay, let's forge on ahead. We have here the play dates, the ongoing section here, yeah. Xbox clubs. There is an Xbox club. Is there a PlayStation club? I don't think I've joined the PlayStation club.
Yeah, there's one.
There's a community. They're called communities on PS4. So there's an Overseas Connection podcast community on the PS4, which I run. So if you send a request to that, next time I go on PS4, I'll accept it. And we have a club on the Xbox One with a new club system, which just come out recently. So again, just send a request in there and one of the admins will accept you on that.
Cool. Mm. Okay, let's talk about the year of living dangerously. I am in the thick of this. The year of living dangerously, for anyone who's been stuck under a rock, doesn't know, is let's call it the brainchild of Robin. where we all produce a list of 30 games which we are committed to getting through and finishing. We all have a pile of shame, what we call games that we've bought, haven't finished, haven't started. Very many of us are guilty in the past of overzealous purchasing, particularly with all the game deals that are on these days. So I am totally buying into this. I didn't think I would. But I am absolutely loving it. It's given me a new lease of life to go and finish some games and to just have the impetus, really, to get back into a game and to remember how nice it is, you know, how good the game is. Sometimes you can just let that slip away from you. And if you forget, you forget that at one point you were playing a really good game, or, you know, you may not realize that a game that you have in your library is as good as you think it is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, that's the wrong way around. It's better than you think it is. So who's got their lists up? Everyone here got a list up? And Nick, I know we're going to talk about you because you are having trouble hitting your list, I believe.
Yeah, well, my list is, I've all handwritten, and it's only 20 games because I'm like, I don't have 30. But that's because I don't buy a lot of games that are for me. I buy them for the kids. I'm very selective on what I choose.
Right. Maybe you need to just sort of drudge through. I know sometimes you don't want to stoop so low as to grab a game, maybe. So something off the top of my head, like Putt-Putt Saves the World or whatever. Put that on your list. But, you know, sometimes you got to do stuff like that.
So are you wanting us to go through our full Dirty 30 lists?
I don't know. Do we really want to do that?
No, I thought that's what you were asking.
I don't think so. No. I know somebody here has put list your dirty 30. I didn't write this. You know.
Right.
So, I just thought we'd talk about it. And maybe just a quick update on how everyone's progressing.
Yeah, well, if anyone wants to look at the list, Bongo's got a blog at bongo.ocpod.com. And anyone else who's got a blog like myself and Kim and Nicole, Robin's got them all listed there, so all the links are there, so you can just find whoever you want and look at their progress and how they're doing.
Yeah, actually, I'm running a blog on the Game Punchers for John and I.
Right.
I'm keeping notes as well because I've dropped a couple of games off my list. But, you know, I'm not going to go into too much detail on that because we're also going to do a podcast for this.
Yeah.
So as far as I know, I think I'm going to Bongo ask me about it. I don't know if anyone else has been asked or what's going on, but that will be coming out probably at the end of the year.
Yeah, 30th of December, I think, is scheduled it for.
So that'll be cool. But I love it. Like I say, you know, just jumping back, giving me that sort of kick up the backside to get on and finish the games is good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what kills me is when he tells you, okay, you have 384 hours of gaming. Right? I'm like, holy crap.
Yeah.
I prefer to look at it as one out of 30 or two out of 30. It's easier to digest.
Yeah, the total time didn't throw me too much, but what did throw me is, like, I can look down the list and see this is going to take 6 hours, that's going to take 10 hours, that's going to take 15 hours, that takes 12 hours, that takes 8 hours. That's okay. But there's, like, the odd one that sticks out and says, this one's going to take 47 hours. Yeah. That's not right. 47 hours is not good. So
Witcher 3.
Yeah, so, right?
Yes. Well, the one I'm looking at is Divinity is listed up there at close to 50 hours.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't make it on my list, because I'm like, I've already got Witcher 3 and The Witcher 2 and the rest of Dragon Age. There's no flipping way. No.
Yeah.
So
have you guys finished any of your Yolg games yet, man?
No. I just started.
I finished one. I finished Borderlands, a pre-sequel. So I finished one, so that's... I'm off for starting blocks. I've got one out of 30 done.
Right. Yeah, I'm way ahead of you guys then. I think I'm on 4 now.
Wow.
So I finished Battlefield, Deadly Tower of Monsters, Numa... And there's another one in there. I can't think which one it is.
Oh, I had a quick go on that earlier this week, that Deadly Tower of Monsters. I heard you talking about it.
Yes.
I think you talked about it on my Game Punches, didn't you, I think?
I did.
Yeah. It's quite good, isn't it? It's like a B-movie type thing.
It's very clever.
Yeah, I like it. It's good. So,
yeah. It comes highly recommended.
Yeah.
That could be on my top 5 of the year, too.
Right.
So.
It's going to be tough this year to pick a top 5.
I think so. The only one I'm a bit annoyed about that I'm not going to get on there is Last Guardian, but there you go. I'll have to wait till next year. Some people are talking about that being one of a possible top 5, so right. We'll see. Okay, let's move on then to Victory Achieved. Kim, what is Victory Achieved?
Hold on, let me scroll back up here. I was too far down in the list.
Come on.
I was reading. Victory's Achieved, that's our little... I don't know if you want to call it a contest, I guess, where you, if you finish a game, you can take a picture of your lovely selves with either the credits or the game-winning achievement, what have you, and you send it to our Twitter, which is @OC_podcast on the Twitters, and with the hashtag VictoryAchieved. And also, if you're part of our Dirty 30 little, year of living gamersly, and add your hashtag for that as well, so we know what it's for. So, yeah, our current contest runs from the 1st of December to February 28th, and, you might win some space bucks of your choice.
Yeah, so. Just like, is it Kinney999 who won last week? He got £15 worth of PSN vouchers, which I sent him last week. So, yeah, it's worth doing submissions. And we have a lot now with the Yolgs.
Yeah.
Yolg.
It could have picked a different title, couldn't it, to make the acronym a bit easier, but never mind.
Yeah.
Right,
I'm just going to interrupt you there. I'm actually on 5. I'm leading.
Wow.
Yeah.
I know PG Tips has done quite a few.
PG Tips is on 4. I'm right. on 5. Yeah. There are lots of zeros. Lots of people who haven't done 1 yet. That's no good. But full credit to...
but it's 12 months ago.
Yeah,
I want it done as soon as possible.
once you finish him, you can buy a new game then.
Yeah, you can just get through.
Well, and in Greg's defense, because he's not here, he just got his TV and all that back up because he had built a cabinet, so he wasn't starting his Yolg until then.
In Greg's defense.
Mm-hmm. And I'm building
Greg
a house,
got a
so
friend, teacher's pet over there.
I'm not really.
I'm trying here. He's the only one still nice to me.
Give over! How dare you? We're all nice to you.
I'm just giving you shit.
Okay. Talking about giving this shit. Watch my language. Kids are around. Talking about that, I noticed here on the Victories Achieved list, I got listed Peggle 2 is on there, but Bongo hasn't put down Numa, which I finished this week. He hasn't got Battlefield 1 in there because it's only done like a couple of hours ago. But he didn't put Numa in. I know why he didn't put Numa in. Because I didn't put it to the right Twitter address and I didn't hashtag it Victory Achieved. Right? There's no letter. He's a stickler for the rules. Stickler for the rules, eh? Well, I've stuck it in there anyway, so outdoors. Okay. Right. Okay, who would like to read Victory Achieved? Nick?
I thought Kim was doing it.
Mr. Miyagi, 1984 for Battlefield 3, and that was one of his Yolgs. Marcanix for Borderlands, the pre-sequel, also one of his Yolgs. Fraser Darling.
Yes.
With Peggle 2, that was one of your Yolgs?
All of them are my Yolgs.
All of them are, okay.
Yep.
And what'd you say, Nima and Battlefield 1? So you've already read that one. PG Tips with SteamWorld Dig, another one of the Yolgs. Big Bad Daddy with Crash Bandicoot 3, another Yolg. Teflon 12 with Titanfall 2. I didn't even realize there was a single player in that.
Yeah, oh, really yeah, good. That's the big news. Yeah, yeah, that was the big news. It's really good.
Yeah.
So that's why I was like, I'm not going to get it and play it and add it. But it was one of his Yolgs. Jay Brones with Battle Block Theater. Jay Brones again with Gears of War 4. Bill Treed with Sniper Elite 3 is one of his Yolgs. John, wait, how do you say his last name?
Lavatory.
That is not how you say that.
Isn't it Lavallee?
Lavallee.
Is it Lavallee or Lavallee?
John Lavallee.
Lavallee. Titanfall 2, and that's one of his Yolgs.
He's got a sexy, silky voice, hasn't he, Fraser?
John.
Yeah.
He's such a nice guy. Oh, look. Hey, look. I'm bound here again. I'm in here. Oh, no. He has put me in there.
Calm down.
No, he didn't put me in there for Numa. He did leave me off there. Yeah, right.
Ginge Ninge for Sleeping Dogs Definitive Edition. Dastardly Jabby for Battlefield 1, and that was one of his Yolks. Then you again, Fraser, with Deadly Tower of Monsters. Caliburn M with Forza Horizon 3. Bongo with Uncharted 4 is one of his Yolgs. Dastardly Jabby again. This list is long.
Yeah.
That's because everybody's all, they're all diving in, right? I don't even think you need to say Yolg anymore.
I think like every single one of them are pretty much, that's what it is.
I think it's easier to say that isn't a Yolg.
Yeah.
I think, and that's exactly what I'm going to do. So, the Forza Horizon 3 for Caliburn M is not. Bongo got his Uncharted 4. Dastardly Jabby with Until Dawn, Rush of Blood. PG Tips, Assassin's Creed Chronicles, China. That's one I forgot to add. So I can add that one. Flecky 90 with The Walking Dead Season 2. Not a Yolg. Pilchard, Forza Horizon 3. Mr. Miyagi, Dragon Age Origins. Kevin Fay, 1985. Call of Duty Infinite Warfare. Raging God Zippo, Bioshock Infinite. Kevin Fay, 1985. What is Abzu? I've never even heard of that.
It's that underwater thing.
Yeah.
It's a bit like Journey, but underwater.
Okay. Caliburn M, The Witcher 3, Blood and Wine. Not a Yolg.
He's got two on there. I don't know why he's not doing the Yolg.
I don't know what to tell you. We'll hound him on Twitter. Bongo the Sane, Alan Wake's American Nightmare.
Yeah, nice
PG one. PG-Tip 77 with Bastion. And last but not least, Andy Bangin' Wagon. What is that? The Division.
Just a quick thing on Bastion. If you bought Bastion on the 360, it's now remastered on the Xbox One. And if you bought it on the 360, it's currently free until the end of the year, I believe. Because I managed to download that free yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it's forever. So if you did get it on 360, get on the Xbox One Dash store and get it downloaded while you can.
I'll have to check that. I'm not sure. I can't remember where I bought it. I got a feeling I bought it on PC.
Mm. So, yeah, all them people get this nice jingle.
You all have a victory's achieved! Victory's achieved! You have one! Victory's achieved!
He's like he's in the room.
Like he's here.
Oh, man, every time I hear that, it's just brutal.
Greg loves it. He loves hearing it.
It's great.
He's got his ringtone, I think, on his phone.
He has a much better sense of humor.
Okay, well, I think that just about wraps it up. Anybody else have anything they want to add before we do the closing notes?
No.
No. Okay. Good. Right. No. Okay.
That's been an excellent host. That's all.
That's had. Thanks, Nick. Thanks yes. very much. Thanks, especially the power outage and the not really knowing what I'm doing part. Yeah, that was great. What are you gonna do? Okay. So, who wants to do closing notes? Anyone?
Don't eat that.
I can do them if you want.
Sure. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, so if you want to be part of the conversation, we broadcast weekly on twitch.tv/OC podcast, and that's at 11 PM UK time, 3 PM on the West Coast, or 6 PM on the East Coast, and you can join us live in the chat. You can email the show at podcast@ocpod.com. You can get us on the Twitters at @OC_podcast, and we have a Facebook group, which is fb.ocpod.com. The podcast will be up on iTunes and Stitcher and all regular downloadable places where you normally download your podcasts. And we welcome reviews, iTunes reviews, YouTube reviews. 5-star ones would be even better. Thank you very much. And don't forget to join the podcast club on Xbox One and PS4 and Forza Horizon 3 and Titanfall 2. We have in-game
very good. Then.
Any shouts? Nobody?
No. Anyone?
Oh, no. We're supposed to shout out now?
Yeah, I've got sure. one for Robin. Robin's had some bad news this week. So he's been run off his feet, running around, helping out and sorting family affairs out. So just thinking of Robin and hope he's doing okay.
Definitely.
What about you, Kim?
You know. Shout out to you guys, like normal. You know, you keep me from freezing to death, so thanks for that. You know, I'm not kidding, it's cold in here. But anyway, that's me. I'm GamerGirl27. You can find me on Xbox, Twitter, you know. Pretty much Xbox and Twitter. Mostly Twitter. But anyway, you know. A shout out to our Shatters, which we've had a few in there. Defoe and, Defoe. I had to find the list. I'm like, wait, I've opened my mouth. Where the hell is it? Pedros is in there. PG Tips is in there. So, you know, you guys are the reason we do this thing. Otherwise, we'd just be talking to ourselves, which we do that already. So,
it's true. Don't put it past us. We do that too.
Exactly. So, that's it for me. How about you, Nicole?
Definitely you guys and our beautiful Shatters, those people who are doing their victories achieved and the Yolg stuff. It's been an amazing turnout, and it's really nice to see all the community involvement in all of our different little, we'll call them projects. you can find me at Nicole@ocpod.com or email OC_Amaryllis on Twitter, which I'm on there quite a bit. Amaryllis on the PS4, which I'm not on very much. And Amaranth on Xbox. Those are my faves. I would say what my Twitch feed is, but I'm going to leave that quiet because otherwise Mark will be an ass. So, Fraser, take us home.
Okay, well, thank you very much to the three of you for joining me here today and putting up with my haphazard hosting skills. I felt a little bit off my game when we started, although the quiz totally reanimated me. I love that. That gave me a reason to be alive, so that was good. Thanks to everyone for before I say thanks to everyone for listening, let's just say thanks very much to Greg for obviously creating this monster that we're all involved in, which I seriously sit back a lot and just am amazed at the momentum and the input and everything that's done around this podcast. I mean, I'm involved in my own podcast and, you know, it's a lot of effort to do things regularly, but here, I mean, it's just, you know, the show's always out. Everyone's getting the show out. Everyone's doing this. Bongo's doing this. Every year there's something going on where people have just got new challenges with the Forza stuff or, you know, the year of living dangerously, which Bongo has, or quizzes or questions or whatever. And we've just finished off the quizzes. And Mark, don't forget, let's give a big shout out to Mark for being our champion. But yeah. Anyway, you know what I'm saying? It's just, again, it's very easy to gush about the podcast and just say that the work that everybody does is really good. So thank you to everyone. And thanks to the listeners. And thank you for putting up with me as host today. It's very much appreciated. I think that's it.
Yeah, I just want to a bit of public service announcement. There will be no show next week because it's Christmas Eve next weekend. So there's no show. We always
I just sit there and tell you
that we never miss.
Is that something is out? We never miss a show. A sentence after
we're not on. But yeah, no. Greg does like us to have 1 week off in the year, just 1 week a year, Fraser. You can allow us that. So the week
he's a just master.
Yeah, the week
thank
after
you guys, sir.
The week after is New Year, so I don't know if we might be recording it on the Friday night. I'm not sure yet. So just keep an eye on Twitter's, and we'll let you guys know, and we'll put it on Facebook as well. Yeah, so that's it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right then. Thanks very much, everyone.
Cheers. Merry Christmas.
Yes, have a
bye. Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Merry Christmas.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. Stay tuned for some fun outtakes and bloopers. See you same time next week.
Like a ray of sunshine emanating out of my computer, it's Nicole.
I don't know why you're sucking up.
You love it. And like a ray of sunshine bouncing off his head, it's Mark.
I also have no idea how long I'm going to have internet, just so you know.
All right.
Yeah, I'm tired.
I don't know how you guys podcast at 11 o'clock at night. In nutcases.
Yep, I woke up at 10. I was like, well, today's shot. Fuck it. I'll do laundry.
You know, when I said I'm going to learn how to use Game Show and start using that, yeah, I've not even fucking touched it.
I have one open. Stupid. I'm just going to keep putting on makeup because I'm bored. Okay. This is what I do.
What's going on, Mark?
I'm getting there. I'm just putting the Twitter names in.
So is that live pod just holding a spot for Kim?
No, that is the machine I'm using to stream OBS on. It's complicated.
Oh, my word. Is that Kim? Oh, my word. It's Kim!
Yay! Holy shit, she made it.
Messed up my
freaking
windows,
internet. Man. Sorry.
Okay, so it was the frickin' internet, it wasn't us. We thought it was us.
No, it's my internet. Some odd reason, I swear to God, I'm not freaking, I'm not nuts or anything, but ever since I've updated to Windows 10, the Wi-Fi connection on my laptop has went to absolute crap.
Ooh, shouldn't have done that.
So, yeah, I'm a little tired of Windows 10 and its hate for my Wi-Fi. I don't know what's going on.
You should see me trying to get on fucking Xbox with this bullshit Windows crap I've got going on now. I get DNS server denial all the time.
Oh, boy.
All right. Do you know how fucking frustrating that is? I'm not a tech person.
Mm-hmm.
I have no clue how to fix that.
Yeah, you just like to Twitch and play games, don't you?
Fuck off.
I knew that was coming. Oh, boy. Mark. I'm going to miss you when she killed you.
It's not long ago.
Tastes like they got mint. Either that or they're poisoned. My neighbor gave us some cookies.
Is it a neighbor that actually likes you?
Oh, yeah.
All right, then she didn't poison the fucking cookies.
Weird. She's weird.
Can you hear the sounds?
Unfortunately. Yes.
Good.
Yep.
Oh, fuck's sake, it's sounding as you shit, Jay.
Oh, goodness sake, Mark.
Dude, you seriously gotta turn that light down?
I know.
You are glowing like the fucking sun.
You look like the baby at the start of Teletubbies.
Much better. Now you have a 5 o'clock shadow. Much better.
Yeah. Put main light on, love, please.
Oh, he's got his crew there doing stuff for him.
Get off your ass and do it.
Look, you use my equipment all the time. That's why it's all fucked up.
Fight.
Is that too bright with the main light on?
Point your ass light in.
Yeah.
Wow, and he's still walking.
Yeah.
Better.
I don't know if I dare hit me anymore because he might hit me back.
Okay, let me go find these.
Right, so why are we not showing live?
That's calling device.
What have you done to me, OBS chair?
Have you put your stream key in?
Yes, of course I've put my stream key in.
Oh, for goodness sake, what is it with you lot?
I don't know, and I'm getting tired of it. I'm telling you. Some sort of flash plug-in or something.
Between you, Nick, Mark, and Robin.
I know, right?
If you want to mess me,
I don't know. We're cursed or something. Bad luck. We're jinxed. That's what it is. We're jinxed. Witcher 3. That's pretty much all
right,
I played.
So we're not
for goodness sake, Kim.
We're not.
You need to take The Witcher 3, right? Tell me you got it digital. Have you got it on disc or is it digital?
It's on disc, yeah.
Okay, take the disc out and then cast it into the sun. Okay? Go play
a different
game.
I did play some Gems of War, but nobody wants to hear about that.
Oh, what year is this?
Hey, at least I played something, even though it's...
You just have to retrieve, like, an episode from, like, 6 months back and just copy your audio. If you go out, if your internet cuts out, it's no big deal.
Yes, we're live.
When can one actually start one's podcast?
When one's ready.
One is ready.
Is Jay going to talk the whole time?
No, he's not going to say a word, are you?
Get him on the show.
Surprise, he's playing my Xbox. That's why I haven't played a game all week. He's been on it all week.
Yeah.
Shut your little dog up as well. You ready, Fraser?
Why is Ped's not on? Why is he listening and not on the show?
Because he's not been on at all since we recruited him from the abandonment of the true skills.
Is he perhaps
gonna,
we scared him.
His avoidance. Is he
gonna, he's got to earn your wage. All right, guys, thanks very much.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
If you like this podcast, there is another site you should check out, which is called VGHub.net. And on there, you find a bunch of links to other video game podcasts, similar in vein to ours, but different in the way they're delivered. Some have all kinds of sound effects.
Wheels are for old people.
Some talk about
too
RPGs.
Many, some people say.
Come on, yeah.
Some might say that.
No one says that.
Then, of course, you have links to, you know, great forums.
You don't have any other friends.
So check it out, vghub.net. It is a great starting point for your podcast discovery.